This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomwell the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, seals, orcas, other mammals, penguins and other birds, frogs, fish, snakes, sea urchins, or geckos. You all make me nauseous, especially the geckos hanging off a window and whatnot. You all think you're so cool, you just look like idiots. Anyways, are they all gone now? Humans and geckos and sea freaks and the like? All right, good. Then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomwell the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomwell. Brilliant. You are supposed to know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomwell the Destroyer. All good iguanas do. But if not, well, I guess you're one of the losers, huh? You might as well be a gecko. I suppose you can catch yourself up and hide your shame by going to my website, ZomwellTheDestroyer.com. But we all kind of have a sense of which one of you iguanas aren't really cool. Anyway. Hey, so did you Igs notice what I did last week? Friggin' monkeys have an International Girl Monkeys Day. So half of them humans get a special day to honor them for their achievements. Except it's not about their achievements, because then it would be, I don't know, International Engineers Day or something like that. It's the achievement of having been born with a female you-know-what. That's something they got no say in. Like, they didn't even have to do nothing for it. I mean, even Mother's Day requires them to forget to take their pills and then, you know, not kill the egg or leave it in a trash bin once they're done delivering it. And Father's Day requires the dude monkey to not pull out and go all gooey on the girl monkey's belly. I mean, it's at least something. But International Women's Day? Besides, ain't her daddy the one who decides if she's gonna be a girl monkey or not? You know, it's based on which chromosome is missing from the sperm and all. And yet they keep insisting it can't be an International Iguanas Day because iguanas don't really do anything to, you know, well, the chick monkeys don't either. Not just if it's only about them being female. That ain't an accomplishment. You got a Blue Eyes Day? I bet not. I mean, okay, there's some female monkeys like, what's his face? He used to be an Olympic dude, Bruce Kardashian. They do have to do something to become a girl monkey because they weren't a girl monkey. They were a dude monkey. I don't know exactly what they do. I don't know, stick their dicks in a weed whacker or garbage disposal or something, take a bunch of hormones. But other than that, other than those ones, them girl monkeys are getting a day to honor them just for being born that way. They didn't do nothing for it. In which case, there's no legitimate argument to not have an International Iguanas Day honoring us just for hatching. I'm inclined to say I want an entire week. But I guess we start with a day, and then we spread out from there. Because, you know, there are some human groups, they get a whole month. Those iguanas deserve at least a month. We need 3 months, I think. Anyways. So, fellow iguanas. I did a little research. It turns out most of this crap starts from a place called Hallmark, because they make greeting cards, so then they have to invent new holidays that you're supposed to give people greeting cards to celebrate the holiday that they just made up. I'm not entirely certain if they're the ones behind International Women's Day or not. Probably they are. But in any case, they have definitely invented things like Secretary's Day and, I don't know, International Amputee Awareness Day and stuff like that. Pretty sure Hallmark is responsible for that, and they're definitely the ones behind Valentine's Day. So, we need to put the pressure on them. We need to start some sort of letter-writing campaign. And I do mean we. I can't do it all on my own. I got stuff to do. So, Hallmark is where all the useless made-up holidays come from. So we must inundate Hallmark with millions of letters demanding that they do a useful holiday for once. International Iguanas Day. Now, I hear the big buzzword right now to get what you want is equality, okay? So, a typical letter might go something like this. Dear Miss or Mr. Doofus from Hallmark. I don't know whether you're a girl monkey or a dude monkey who emasculated himself trying to pork the garbage disposal. In any case, we can safely assume that intact males do not work for your fine establishment based on the fact that they seem to really, well, normal males feel the way about Hallmark that us iguanas do about Valentine's Day and all these other holidays that don't involve iguanas. So anyways, yeah, probably a Miss Doofus, but just to be inclusive, you got to say Mr. on the off chance. Anyways, moving on. We demand that you immediately invent and start aggressively promoting an International Iguanas Day holiday, just like all the other bullshit holidays you already invented, like Secretary's Day, Amputee Step Grandparents Awareness Day, International Women's Day. I think they even have an International Dogs Day. Oh, there's a Family Day holiday here in BC. People even don't even have to go to work. But anyways, so we demand that, just like those other holidays you made up, we want you to make up an International Iguanas Day holiday. Why? Because equality. And if you do not give us a holiday of our very own, we will retaliate. We will tell the news media that you, Hallmark, hate equality. Also, we will retaliate by crapping in your coffee. You have until June 1st to declare an International Iguanas Day. We prefer a warm and sunny day of the year, so make it sometime in July. Your friend, this is where each iguana puts your own name. Oh, and P.S. We reserve the right to crap in your coffee even if you do give us a holiday. After all, we're iguanas, and we don't like your non-scaly-skinned kind around here. So that's the letter you gotta send. Something like that. I figure if every iguana started sending in one or two of those letters a week, use fake names so it looks like there's more of us, they eventually will have to bow to pressure sooner or later. You know, because otherwise it's bad publicity for them, because we really will go and start telling the media they don't believe in equality. That's the death knell these days, at least this week. Anyway, yeah, there's my activism stuff for the day. Time to go have a nap. Georgie's brother is coming over later, and I want to pilfer through his backpack and see if there's anything neat I can find to keep as a souvenir. You know, that he won't notice is missing for a few days, so as to deflect the blame from me. Unlike the last time. Anyway, so I'm going to go have a nap, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. Be sure to tell all your iguana friends about it. Don't tell your stupid monkey pets and other annoyance is anything about it, though, because we don't want the humans listening to this show. They're not entitled. They wouldn't understand anyways. They'd just be going, da, da, da. Where's the thing about the hockey? Da. Anyway, so you can subscribe on iTunes, but if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, then instead what you got to do is go to my website, zomwilthedestroyer.com, and you can grab individual episodes there or stream it or whatever. So that's it for this week's show. Start them letter writing campaigns, all you iguanas, and I'll talk at you again next week. Bye.